This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. So, where are the monarchs? It's a question asked by a lot of people concerned at seeing very few, if any, of this most charismatic butterfly. Not many schoolchildren this fall will be able to watch caterpillar transform into chrysalis and then glorious adult, metamorphosis in action. Monarchs are celebrated for their fall migration to Mexico, but the overwintering population there is on a downward trend. This past winter, it was the lowest on record. In their breeding range in the U.S., the main cause of monarch decline is loss of milkweed habitat because of an increased use of herbicides. As every gardener knows, milkweed sprouts in garden soils. Back when prairie grasslands were converted to corn and soybean crops, milkweed flourished in and among the rows and at the field edges. Monarch caterpillars thrived, munching away on bountiful milkweed, their one and only food. Herbicide use increased in 1996 with the introduction of crops genetically modified to tolerate glyphosate, an herbicide that kills all non-crop plants, including milkweed. Today, 90% of corn and soybean crops are genetically modified to survive this spraying. Last summer's excessive heat and drought in the Central and Great Lakes states, where most monarchs breed, added further challenges. Monarchs thrive in the Goldilocks zone, places that are not too hot and not too cold, too dry or too wet. Increasing weather extremes present added survival challenges for this iconic species that's known and celebrated nationwide. And what we learn about the decline of monarchs may be relevant to other pollinators, too. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.